The Blaze Radio Network. On demand.
It's not just about good health, it's about good food. Hi, it's Doc Thompson for Minnestalgia Foods and Wild Rice. Edible memories from Minnesota's Northwoods. Wild berries, jellies and syrups, pepper jams that me and my family love, whipped honeys, maple syrup, maple sugar, plus wild rice and wild rice mixes like pancake mix, soup mixes, waffle mix, and hot cereals. BlazeWildRice.com to see all of their products. It's BlazeWildRice.com because most people can't remember how to spell Minnestalgia, myself included. Check out BlazeWildRice.com.
CIA takes interns?
They've got the long list. I mean, holy cow, there's a whole list of internships open at the CIA. If you want to, and the longest one is STEM. Professionals at the CIA use specialized knowledge to help tackle challenging, complex technical problems. In a STEM internship or co-op program, you will learn how these innovative experts ensure the agency can adapt to the ever-changing technical issues that arise in the 21st century. And the list goes on.
Wow.
Enterprise and support. I mean, that's a long list of possible internships with the CIA.
Isn't that a little counterintuitive, putting interns at the Central Intelligence Agency? I mean, you're taking these, you know, they're right in college, right out of college, whatever. And, you know, the beer parties, more parties.
Now you're talking. And they, you're talking summer internships.
And they all know how to keep a secret. And we're going to send them into the CIA.
Kickstands.
Now remember, this stuff is top secret, kids. When you learn something here, you can't tell anybody.
You tell anybody.
Not even your BFF, not even on Instagram, Twitter book, face, whatever. None of that.
Your frat boy brothers. Yeah. Bro, you won't believe what I did today in my internship.
Don't be going to a kegger, doing beer shots, and then talking about this stuff.
The other day, we drone strike this one dude.
What?
It was great.
What part of the CIA do they actually allow these interns to see?
I don't know.
The bathroom.
Yeah, it's
right. The kitchen.
That's very strange. I was an intern at the CIA.
Right? I'm guessing that they probably choose the people that are most likely going to work for them.
The geeks.
These are probably like
the nerds.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's the technical clandestine positions.
Mm-hmm.
Undergraduate co-op program, computer science engineering. Undergraduate internship program, computer science engineering. Undergraduate co-op program, mm-hmm. engineering. Undergraduate internship program, engineering.
I doubt if you studied, you know, 18th century French poetry, you're going to get an internship.
These aren't the ones going to keggers on Friday nights. You're right.
No. What's your major? Phys ed.
Undergraduate internship program analysis. Undergraduate internship co-op program apps developer. Oh, there's one for you, Cal.
There you go.
What? See?
See, you're
there's
in.
Help. Go work for the CIA.
They might hire you, actually.
Uh-huh.
I do speak another language. That might come in handy.
Big Latin?
I can translate something.
Wapid language.
Right away, you knew right off that it wasn't Madagascar.
Right.
I mean,
you don't speak with the accent. You don't speak with the accent.
I do not speak with the accent, no.
Oh, they're fooling us. That's what you're doing.
I can translate many communications coming through, yes.
Uh-huh. That's Russian.
No problem.
I used to play Dungeons & Dragons with a guy in high school.
Holy cow, we're getting to Dungeons & Dragons story now.
In high school.
Well, you're right,
for you,
Cal.
That was, what, like 18?
You're right, Cal.
40?
I didn't even know they had the game back then.
He later, we actually used to play with live people. We used to have the little dragons and everything, but he went on to become a spook with the CIA.
Whoa.
Mm-hmm. I'm telling you. Pretty impressive stuff. So
Do they have little figures in Dungeons & Dragons?
No, not when we play. It was just dice. We use this thing called our imagination, and we made believe that we could see these things.
The demigorgons and the dragons and the...
Yeah. And you go and you roll the dice, which I was always good at playing. I was never good at being like the dungeon master. I could never think of the stuff.
That does not surprise me.
You know, plus the leather stuff never fit. I just... I was just
That's why you got to go on a diet.
Right, exactly, because I was always embarrassed.
It's not just about good health. It's about good food. Hi, it's Doc Thompson for Minestalgia Foods and Wild Rice. Edible memories from Minnesota's Northwoods. Wild berries, jellies and syrups, pepper jams that me and my family love, whipped honeys, maple syrup, maple sugar, plus wild rice and wild rice mixes like pancake mix, soup mixes, waffle mix, and hot cereals. BlazeWildRice.com to see all of their products. It's BlazeWildRice.com because most people can't remember how to spell Minestalgia, myself included. Check out BlazeWildRice.com.
Knowledge is power. Tweet at us with the hashtag #WhatILearnedToday. This is the Morning Blaze with Doc Thompson on the Blaze Radio Network.